Welcome to This Week in Blues History. I'm Sleepy Boy Hawkins, host of Blues Unlimited, the radio show that explores the wonderful world of the blues and its history, heritage, and rich cultural traditions. In March 1932, while the United States was facing one of the worst parts of the Great Depression, the Vocalion label called in some of their top talent to make records in New York City. The list included Scrapper Blackwell and Leroy Carr from Indianapolis, plus a handful of folks from St. Louis.
I have got a little sweet woman. She's just as sweet as she can be. I've got no sweet woman.
The St. Louis group was the first to record on Monday, March 14th. First up was Charlie Jordan, an important guitarist in the city at the time. He was followed by multi-instrumentalist J.D. Short and afterwards guitarist High Henry Brown. Here he's accompanied by Charlie Jordan as he recounts a well-known tale of disaster.
It was early one morning, just about 4 o'clock. When the old Titanic and the reeling rock.
On Tuesday the 15th, Charlie Jordan was called back in, as was his piano player, Petey Wheatstraw, who, quite curiously, did not play piano on his own sides, but guitar. That day, and the next, the piano bench would be dominated by Leroy Carr, one of the biggest names on Vocalion. With Scrapper Blackwell in support on guitar, they cut this beautiful, haunting masterpiece.
In the wee midnight hour, long towards the break of day, in the wee midnight hour.
Released in July 1932, Midnight Hour Blues would become one of Leroy Carr's most moving titles. Still, though, it would not be enough to combat the effects of the Great Depression, which kept him from recording for another 2 years. The following day, on Thursday the 17th, High Henry Brown would return to the studio. But we'll have to save that for next week. And that's going to do it for This Week in Blues History. For more great blues, tune in every Saturday evening at 5 for the Blues Review and Tuesday night at midnight for Blues Unlimited, here on 91.3 FM KXCI Tucson.
I've been so worried, I didn't know what to do. So I guess that's why I've had these midnight hour blues.